As we move forward to the mid-century, there are some big demographic changes underway for the world. And one of the most profound, we're already seeing the impacts of this in Japan and Europe, is of an aging population and slowing population growth in the developing world. In fact, Germany is now has a fertility rate of well below replacement. Japan, well below replacement. These populations are in decline. They will have fewer people in 2050 than they will today. Interestingly, Russia also is probably going to lose 20% of its population by mid-century. So the developing world is still growing very quickly, but it too is decelerating, and women are having fewer children. So this population bomb, you know, hypothesis of the 60s and 70s, fortunately, seems to be working itself out. But it introduces some other problems, which may surprise many of your listeners, given how contentious the sort of global, you know, the immigration debate is right now. But over the long run, most economists agree that the developed countries may find themselves in this odd situation of competing for global immigrants, believe it or not. You know, this isn't the case quite yet, but looking ahead a few years. And the reason is they will have elderly populations, declining populations, so there will not be nearly as many workforce people in the workforce as there are elderly retirees, and so in order to either we have a tremendous strain on you know, Social Security plans and pensions and so forth, and declining economic growth, or these countries will import young people from abroad.
Right. So how will that? I'll name you some countries, and you just give me the first thing that comes to mind when you think about what the changes are that they're going to be facing. I'll start with Finland.
Finland won't change too much between now and then. They're the most conservative culturally of all of the northern countries, both in terms of their immigration policy, and they don't have any frontage on the Arctic Ocean, so they won't be getting in on that action.
Okay, Denmark.
Denmark will have lost Greenland by 2050. Greenland is busily voting itself independence from Denmark.
Is that the only shift that it'll experience?
Well, Greenland itself, which is currently part of Denmark, will be a tourism magnet. We've already seen this. The number of cruise ships docking in Greenland is just staggering how fast it's grown in the last 6 or 7 years. There was something like 1.2 million people visited Greenland in 2003 on cruise ships, and but 3 years later, it had more than doubled. And part of the reason is all the hype about the Arctic in the news. People are saying, oh, they want to see the Arctic, quote, before it's gone. And even though the Arctic isn't going anywhere, you know, the perception of the region has risen. So there's a big tourism industry there.
Iceland.
Iceland obviously has had a collapse of its banking sector in the crisis, just about wiped it out. They'll be digging themselves out of that for a long time.
Okay. How will they see the same tourism spike that Greenland is seeing?
Probably not. Iceland actually is sitting plunk square in the middle of the Gulf Stream. It's very warm, green. You mentioned earlier the misnomer. Iceland is actually quite green, and Greenland is blanketed in ice.
Yeah. Right. You got to like the Vikings with that sense of humor, you know, with that early marketing sense of humor. Stay away from Iceland.
Yeah,
don't
go there.
Go to Greenland. It's like the original swampland in Florida, you know, people. They kind of. All right. And then who am I missing then? China, Finland. Did I get them all?
Well, I mean, there's all the book talks about the whole world. I mean, I'll tell you
one
about Mexico. Mexico is actually going to be quite elderly relative to the United States by 2050. So we may find this, as Americans, we may find ourselves in this surprising situation where there will be a dwindling number of migrant workers seeking to come here because of this age structure.
And so that in itself might take care of, you know, what a lot of people perceive as being the immigration problem, the biggest challenge facing us today.
Yeah, it will certainly be a big one. They're going to age quite dramatically relative to the U.S.